What is up? What is up? Matt Berzal, George Norwood. Just getting ready to finish out here as Roger Federer jubilantly celebrates a victory over Rafa Nadal. Win one for the old guys. What's your intersection of money? Like, do you have a number in your head about enough? Like, if you win, if you have this much money, you're good?
Yeah, it's not. It's not much. To be honest with you.
It's not Rafa money.
No, I'm so simple minded and just. Yeah. I don't need much. If I can pay off everything that I've got, and you give me like 50 G's, I'm good.
50 G's a year to live on? You're good?
I'm good, man. If I'm allowed to pay everything off, I'll still pay rent. I have no problem with that.
Right.
But like, if you just give me 50 G's, I'm good. I'm so simple, man.
50 a year for life.
Yep.
That's it.
That's
no bills, 50 G's.
No bills, 50 G's. I can live off of that.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm as simple as it comes.
Because it's another part about sport. Like, what do you figure? Federer's made over $100 million. Half a billion.
Yeah, especially with like winnings and stuff. Oh, easy.
See, it's probably good. I wasn't good enough to ever be a professional.
Why is that?
Because I'd figure like, well, I just signed this huge ticket. I'm like, what do I care about anymore?
I'm getting paid.
Right. I'm just about to peace out here. I'm just gonna call it a day. But yeah, it's everybody's got a number. As I get older, the back line of this, like, I used to just watch sports and be amazed at what they could do. And now I'm older and weirder. I'm just like, man, when's enough money? Enough money. You know? Like, LeBron, you're approaching. You got to get you a billion.
I wouldn't know what to do with $1 billion.
I mean, all due respect to everybody listening, I wouldn't be on the radio. I like you guys a lot. I really do. There's a bunch of golf courses I'd like to get out there swinging around on. I'd be like, hey, can I just get a membership to the country? Like, whoa, which country club? No, the entire. I want a membership everywhere in the country.
To the country.
I just want to show up and be able to play. We get on the PJ and fly in. I'm like, all right, what do you do today? I'm playing golf here. What do you do tomorrow? I'm playing golf there. Right?
You a golfer?
Oh, I love golf.
Oh, man.
Actually, I haven't got to play very much.
That is like one of my wishes in life is I want to learn how to play golf.
Are you good at teaching yourself stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's bad.
Let's say, Grace, it's a paperback book. Costs you probably $12-15.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy one used for probably $5. Ben Hogan's 5 Lessons to Golf.
Mm-hmm.
And have you golfed before?
I've like gone to, like for instance, I don't want to name. Oh no, Topgolf isn't here yet.
Yeah, so I've not here. No free ads.
I grew up like literally 10 minutes away from the Topgolf.
Oh, gotcha.
So I would go there. It's my swing sucks. It's not pretty. I have no idea where that ball's going.
You have clubs?
No, no.
Buy Hogan's 5 Lessons. Do everything in there,
mm-hmm.
And it'll. And I'm Hogan. I'm very pro because the swing. People try to arm swing and think it's a baseball, and I'm going to swing my arms. It's going to go far.
Isn't it all in the hips?
Right. It's all in the hips, just like Chubb said. But if you buy that and you realize that once you fuse your arms to your body and let your body hit the ball,
mm-hmm.
You'll be amazed.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't played in a year and a half. Then I went out and played with Terman in a tournament,
mm-hmm.
Just a fun tournament. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jacob. If the Federer's only won $124 million in prize money in his career. But the total, yeah, off the court is where he's raking it in.
Money.
On court, 120. Yeah, so we're probably right in our number. But I went out, and it was amazing how much of it I remembered, number one. Got my upper arms fused to my chest. I tried to keep my elbows tight to my ribs as I could. Popping them.
Oh, that's good.
Now, then when I thought I was a hero, and I swung real hard, and I'm spraying in people's houses. I just apologize. Sorry about that. But no, it's really relaxing if you got a bunch of people who like to play golf. But yeah, buy Hogan. So I'll buy you one. I'll go find a copy. I'll buy you one.
I appreciate you.
You need some clubs. You got to get a club to try to figure it out.
I'll figure that out. I'm cool.
I don't have any old clubs. I might have some old clubs. They're very slick. You might have to get a grip on them. George's house got no windows in it because I bought him Hogan's 5 Lessons. He's practicing in the house. Just lets the club go through the window.
Oops.
But yeah. I go out and swing it. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. I got another JTech instructions on Twitter for that verse 51. I could see you having a paid posse and gambling it all the way. Yeah. Jeff is not wrong. Jeff is not wrong. It's something that just chaps my ass when I see, you know, people have these big crews. I'm like, well, you wonder why you're broke. You're paying for everybody else to live. I had like one of those $1 billion lotteries comes up. I went up and I'm like, yep, we're rolling. Like, who's in the crew? Who wants on BJ? Let's go, baby. Where are we going tonight? We're going to Riviera, French Riviera. All right, we hit it. George the pilot. Take us down to the French Riviera. I got you. Oh, God, I hate myself sometimes. It's probably good I do what I do. I'm just trapped at Paisans every day and I can't get out. It was the reason I couldn't live in Chicago anymore.
Yeah.
Too sensory stimulated.
Oof.
I'm like, oh, there's a game there. There's that. They're going to have food over there. There's a jazz festival over there. I'm like, I can't go to work. I'm going to go see this stuff. And so
there's something going on.
Just in there, people come to me. We shake hands. Hey, how's it going? Good to see you. Great to see you. It's right there. I just buzz around about 47,000 laps a night and call her a day. It's easy. It's easy. But great show today. Good to talk to BC. Good to catch up with you guys. And give away some Wu-Tang Clan tickets to some very deserving people. Chris emailed and said, hey, thanks. Sorry, I was at lunch with the team. Thank you for the thought, saving me a spot. So if you want to tweet out some more, send another tweet, give the last pair away.
We'll see.
What do you think?
We'll see.
We'll see what George says.
Yeah. Have to come back. Think about it. We'll see.
Check in with the fellas on Sports Mike Connor when we return here on Game Time 1620 The Zone.